Okay, today is the Thursday, the fourth day of Teves, Yard Seid of my mother, Zeche Tzedekes Lebrocha, Rabbanis, Moras Chano, Pasachov Rav Avraham, Zeche Aleha Shalom, and Dalet Teves, which is always the day after Chanukah. And the 13th of December, 2007, Thursday, Pashas Vayigash. And now let's learn Chamishi and Vayigash. Ve'ele told the Shmos B'nei Yisrael. These are the names of the B'nei Yisrael. He's going down to Mitzrayim, Yaakov. Haboyim, that are coming now. Mitzrayim, Yaakov Abanav, with Yaakov and his sons, Bechor Yaakov Reuven. The Bechor of Yaakov is his first son, Reuven. Now we're going to mention altogether 70 people. And after 22 years, another 88 years, they're going out 3.5 million people. 70 people. And in, Yosef was there already, so it's not 210, but Yosef went down 22 years before Yaakov came, because he was there 12 years in jail, and 7 and 2 is 9. 22 years before Yaakov came, so it's not 210, it's 188 years to go. And this 188 years, they're going to multiply from 70 to 3.5 million, minimum, by the way. Look at the, if you do the math, you'll see it's just minimum, 3.5 million people, and plus 2.5 million Erev Rab, Targum Yonis and Benaziel said, 5.5 million people. Let's say Klal Yisrael only, 3.5 million people from 70. I think that's like 4,000 to one. Anyhow, so that's actually, do the math, it's 42,000 to 1. Oh, my, 42,000 to 1. 3.5 million people. Wow. And if you want to say that only to multiply 70 to 600,000 males, that's maybe 4,000 to 1. But, you know, there was people below 20 and above 60, and everyone had a wife or two, or, and daughters, and Shevet Levi. All that is not counted in the 600,000. So it had to come out at least 3.5 million people. So if you do 17 to 3.5 million, it's 43,000 to 1. And if it's only 600,000, it's about, 4,000 to 1. It's pretty good multiplication, birth rate. And you know when it happened? It didn't happen the first 50, 60, 70 years. It happened the last 86 years. Kashi Yanu Kenya Yirbo. The more they beat him, the more they increase. And they only beat him the last 86 years because Miriam was born in the beginning of that 86 years. That's why she's called Miriam. And she was 86 years old when she was here at the time. So that's when they started beating, shooting, and killing them. So that really, there in the Kashi Yanu Kenya Yirbo, that in those 86 years, it was really a 42,000 to 1 or 4,000 to 1. So if you stretch it over all the years, who knows? It was they increased, but most of it was in the last 86 years. Okay, so Eilish Mos Bnei Yisrael Boyim Mitzrayim that are coming to Mitzrayim Yaakov Avanu Bechor Yaakov Reuven. Bechor is interesting, isn't that interesting? Bechor is always written without a vav. You know why? Bechor always gets double portion. Pishnayim. This is the only word in the Torah where all three letters are double the letter in front of it. Beis Chaf Reish. Beis is double Aleph Chaf. 20 is double Yud, 10. Resh is double Kuf, 100. Ooh. Aleph Yud Kuf, Beis Chav Resh, Pishanayim. The word itself tells you that the person gets a double. Okay. V'nei Reuven Chaloka Falu V'chetzim V'charim V'nei Shema Yimuel V'yomim V'ohad V'yochan V'tzor V'shol Ben HaKananis. Now, who is the Shol Ben HaKananis? Well, Dina, the daughter of Yaakov, went out and acted like a Kananis, strolling around without any protection. And she was Ma'anez Munas by Shechem, and the child was called Shol, which means she acted like a Kananis. That's why the child was called Shol ben HaKananis. Bas Dina, she acted like a Kananis. Or ben HaKananis, the son of the Kanani, that guy Shechem was a Kanani. And she acted also like a Kanani, so Kananis. But he was, the child was the son of that man, Shechem. That's why he's not mentioned in this list, by the way, of 70, you'll see in a minute. Shol ben HaKananis, because they always talk about Elsa Yerech Yaakov. I know she's from Yaakov, but it go before Matan Torah went through the men, not the women. And Shechem was the guy. That's one sheet. The other hold that no, she had a daughter. He had a child, not Shaul, but she had a daughter, Osnas. Yosef married Osnas, Dina's daughter, but she's not mentioned here either, because she come from that guy, and then before Matan Torah goes through the father. So Osnas is not mentioned, and Shaul is not mentioned. If you go through the list in the different chumashim, they have these charts. You'll see there's a machlokas. There's always one missing, even though it says 70, but the Chazal says it's only 69. So either Shaul's missing, because the father Shechem was a guy, Osnas is not there because if the father was a guy. So now, did Dina have two children, Shaul and Osnas? It says like this: when they came, then Shimon and Levi wiped out the town of Shechem. She didn't want to leave Dina. She was embarrassed. He was minus her, so he said, "I'm not leaving until unless you marry me." Shimon married her. Shimon married her and had a child, Gershon. Shaul ben Akhenades. Some hold that Shechem's child through her was Osnas. So therefore, it was not listed in Osnas' name is not listed here because the father was a goyim before Matan Torah went through the father. Others hold that she had that, but she also had a son from Shimon called Shaul ben Akhenades. And that is, or maybe is not listed, because he's a yid. So there's a whole bunch of locus. How do we get to 70? You'll see at the end. Oh, B'nai Levi, Gershon, Kosim, Arari, B'nai Yehuda, Erva, Onan, but they're not counted in the list, because they died. B'shed of a Peretz, V'zorach, Melviyomus, Erva, Onan, Beretz, Kanoan, V'bnei Peretz. Now we're mentioning two great-grandchildren. Up to now we're just talking about grandchildren. Chetzron of a Chomel, two great-grandchildren. There's two more of you coming up. There's a total of four great-grandchildren, by the way, in this list. If you go through this whole list, and when you come at the whole at the end, you have 12 sons, 54 grandchildren, and four great-grandchildren, which is a total of 70. 12 and 54 is 66, and four great-grandchildren is 70. But you have to have that chart, and a lot of the Chumashim, they have this chart. With that chart, you really don't understand it until you see the chart. Because it tells you on the bottom it's really 69, Rashi said it's 69, how do you get to 70? So we'll see in a minute what the, there's a whole scheme here of how you, it doesn't have to be 70, and 69 means 70, or really Ataka means 70, but you only count up 6. You'll see in a minute 69, who's the 70th, either Hashem or Yaakov or Yocheved, but not Osnas, she's out. B'nei Yisachar Tola Puvo V'yov V'shom V'shimron B'nei Zvulun Sered V'elon V'yach Elon V'yach Liel V'yach Leel Eile B'nei Lei O Asher Yoldo V'liakob B'padron Arum in Syria or in Iraq Beis Dina Bito and his Dina his daughter Kol Nefesh Bonov V'Benosov all the souls of his sons and daughters Shloshim V'sholdish 33. Okay, now if you count it up carefully you'll see 32. Because at the end they have a problem with 70, because it says it all was 70, and the Rashi said it's only 69. We'll see in a minute. Now, what means Kol Nefesh Bono V'Benos of daughters? He only had one. So it means grandchildren are considered like children. Serach Bas Asher is a granddaughter. She was about 218 years old at this time. When they got out of Mitzrayim, she was about 218 years old. She lived through the whole Mitzrayim experience. And Yocheved. She was born on the right, as she was conceived in Canaan, but she was born in Mitzrayim. And was she born in Mitzrayim? Yes, but was she conceived in Mitzrayim? No, she was conceived in Canaan. So was she really, was she one of the people that came to Mitzrayim, or she was already there because she was born in Mitzrayim? This whole machlok, is she the 70th? Is Sarah the 70th? Maybe Hashem, maybe Yaakov. All right, now that takes care of that. Benosov means his daughters, Dina and his granddaughters, because B'nai Bonim Kibonim, grandchildren like children, and a grandfather like a father. More than a grandfather, you don't have the dinim of a father. More than grandchildren, you don't have the din of grandchildren, which means a Bezdin can put a lien on the grandfather's property to pay for chinuch for the son, grandsons, if the son can't do it. So, okay, now that takes care of Benosov. Now, near Rashi says something. Why does it say B'nei Leo? When it comes to males, Leo's mentioned. When it comes to the females, Yaakov is mentioned. Ace, Dino, Bito. Oh, B'nei Leo. They're B'nei Yaakov too. These are all these sons, 33, 32 of them, B'nei Leo. The sons of Leo. And Dino, when it comes to female, Bito. That's his daughter. Kol Nefesh Benosov, his sons and his daughters, Shloshim Misholosh. So Rashi says something here. This is something that's very interesting. As Dana Bito has chorim tola b'leyo, the males are hanging out determined by Bilhom. Has chorim tola b'leyo, that's one of the wives. The hanakevo tola b'yakov. And the female, the Dina, is connected to Yaakov. What does I want to tell you? The Lamdecha, Isha Mazriyas Techila, a woman ovulates first, you'll let a Zohar. The child is going to be a Zohar. Isha Mazriyas Techila, a man comes out with the seed first, you'll let us Nekeva. Why is that? You know that a Nekeva is more Makushim than a Zohar. A woman can wear jewelry, can primp herself, and a man should not wear any jewelry, or Masalsa Basaro, or wear perfume in the street. A man is not that Magushim. In fact, he covers up. Hashem makes that the hair grows well on his face. You cover up as much kashmis as possible. A woman, Hashem made her very attractive to a great tzaddik. Why would he want to waste his time getting married and have distractions? So Hashem made this woman very attractive that a man would want to marry her. So a woman is more Magushim. Therefore, Isha Mazriya Techila. If a man, you know, it takes a man much quicker to come to maximum as a woman. So if he controls himself, he's a gever. The child's going, that means the woman is going to be Mazriya Techila. She's going to ovulate first, and the man will control himself. And that means the child's going to come out like the husband, a gever, a strong person, a zocher. But if he can't control himself, and he's Mazriya Techila, he's too Magushim, can't wait for his wife, the child's going to come out in a keva. A personality that's completely conceived in Gashmias. So that's what it means. Isha Mazriyas Techila, Mizraz Techila, because he controls himself, he led his Zohar, because he's a real man. He's a person that has self-control over his Taiva. Isha Mazriyas Techila, he can't control himself, he can't wait. He led his Nekeva, a woman who's a more Mugushim, like a creature. Shloshim Shalosh, 33. If you count them up, he had the most Elder Lama Beis. You only find 32. So she must be counted as 33. She's born between the borders, which means she conceived in Canaan, and right at the border of Mitzrayim, she gave birth. In Mitzrayim, mamish, but just as she came in. The Chinyasos and Leah, when she came into the town, Shinamar, she told her also Levi in Mitzrayim. Yeah, Levi gave birth to her in Mitzrayim. They dosed her Mitzrayim. Her birth was in Mitzrayim, but ain't her also in Mitzrayim, but she was not conceived in Mitzrayim. So it comes out Yocheved. Because if you count the list, you believe you have 33. So how do you say 32? You have to exclude Shol and include Yocheved. You'll see how that works. Now, Ubenei God, Sifon, V'chagi, V'shuni, V'edzbon, Eri, V'ori, V'oridi, V'aredi, Bnei Asher, Yimna, V'yishma, V'yishmi, V'briya, V'serach, Achos, V'serach, their sister. Serach, Bas Asher, they have 228 years. You know that? Minimum. Because when the night of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, Moshe was looking at the Nile, where is Yosef's Aron buried, and she showed him the place. So she must have been there 210 years, and she came down, the baby. I'll tell you why she's 218. Well, she was born in the last 6 years when Avram had all the children. He worked 7 years, and then he got two wives. He worked seven more years, and then she was born probably in the second 7 years, and then the 6 years, 13, he worked at the end of 13, and 2 years on the trip, and that's 15, and 10 years until Yosef was sold when Yaakov got back. So that's, how much is that? That's 13, 14, 15, 25, and 10, 235 years old, Yosef was, 235 years old minimum. Serach was Asher, and it says that nine people went into Gan Eden alive. Serach Bas Asher is one of them. Eliezer is one of them. Mashiach is one of them. Eliyahu Novi is one of them. And Tisho, it says Tisho, Nichnasu Gan Eden Mechayehem. It says in where is that? Masech Derech Erz Zuto Aleph. Look on the bottom. Nine of them got into Tisho Nichnasu Mechayehem Gan Eden. Eliezer Eved Avrom, Eliyahu Mashiach, Serach Bas Asher, and a number of others. Masech Derech Erz Zuto Aleph. She was about 228 years old, and she told Yosef, Moshe, the night of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, over there, right over there, that's where Yosef is buried, in a hermetically sealed bronze vault in the bottom of the Nile, and he threw in a piece of potsherd with a word on it, Alu Shor. Yosef is called Shor. And he came up, the thing floated up. You know, imagine a bronze floating up. Yosef took it, or the bones, and took it in with him in the Midbar for 40 years. And somebody saw that going on that night. Micha took that potsherd and he put it in his potsherd pocket where it says Alu Shor. Maybe it said Yudke Vovke. And then when they made an eagle, he threw it into the eagle's mouth, and the eagle said, Anokei Deshem Lekecha. That's right, the power of that. You see, Hashem gives everybody free choice to do what you want to do. Sarah Bash Asher did the right thing, and Micha did the wrong thing.
Last 50, 100 years, Shabbat Tzvi, you know, Frank,
and all these people, and David Ruvaini and Shlomo Molko and all these people who thought they were Mashiach, the all delirious people, they thought they were Mashiach, they were delirious. They were self-possessed. Bali Gaiva and Chapset Svi is a Russia Gomer. And he was a Russia Gomer. Hundreds of thousands of people believed in him. Chapset Svi, when the Muslim caught him, they say, either you convert to Islam, we cut your head off. He says, I convert. That's Mashiach, huh? So, and then we have recently people who think they're Mashiach. It's all Sheker Gomer. No human being knows himself until Hashem speaks to him. Once he speaks to him, you're a Navi. Once you're a Navi, there's no suffix. All the guy in the way, the Eden will love you. And you'll really rebuild the world to a different world order. No one knows who's Mashiach. So Yosef was supposed to have all 12 children. So he had two, and his brother, the two of them from Rachel, two, and his brother had 10. 12. The reason he didn't have 10, he only had two, because his few drops of Shechva Zera left him with the interaction with Ashes. Potiphar. So, but he named, Binyamin named every one of his children for Yosef, so like Yosef's children. Yeah, Bnei Reuven, Tani, we learn, Kudam Nikra Shmo, Shil Yosef. We have a Gemara in Sotin, Lamed Vavam, Beis. Bela, Shenev Lebein HaOmos, my brother was mixed in amongst the Goyim. Becher, Shoye Bechor Leimo, the firstborn of my mother. Ashbel, Shishavu El, God returned him, brought him back. Geiro, Well, Geiro Shigar Bachsanius. He was a guest in somebody else's house. Naaman, he was Shinoim Biosi. He's a very handsome, very pleasant person. Ochi Verosh, my brother in my head. Ochi Hoye Veroshi Hoye, my brother in my superior. Mupim Bechupim, who lo ro Bechupos. He never was at my wedding. Ani lo ro Reisi Bechupos, so I never saw his wedding. Erd, what means erd? From the word to go down, ord. She yarded the bain was old and went amongst the goyim. The Eshoman, Shaponov Doma Leveret. Oh, his face is like a rose, rosy personality. Okay, further belay. Elebene Rochel, she used a Yaakov. We call Nefesh Aboyim, but also 14. So he got 33 and 16, which is 49, and 14 is 59, 63. And all you need is 7, right? Obene Don, here we go. Obene Don, and the children of Don, Chushim was 1. So Don and his son is 2. We have 5 more to go. So why do you say Ubnei Don if you only have 1 child? Because he had many daughters, but he had 1 son. In the future, they're going to have many, 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 many sons. Bnei Don Chushim, Tanda Debe Yechizkiya, Bnei Don Chushim, Shehoye Merubim, they were the children eventually, the grandchildren, Kechushim Shelkone, like the fibers around a date palm, millions of little fibers. Bnei Don Chushim, he happens to be deaf, by the way. He had no chush of hearing. So when they went to bury Yaakov, the uncle Yosef stopped the whole procedure, and he didn't know what was going on. He just saw old Russia over there, some guy with soldiers, and he took a beam and hit Yosef behind the head real hard, and the two eyeballs popped out. And then Yehuda came to cut his head off. So B'nai Nap Kaskusha means you lack the chush, one of the senses. This time it was hearing. B'nai Naphtali, until Naphtali Yachsiel V'guni V'yetzav V'shilem, Eile B'nai Bil Hashem Nosan Lovin L'Rochel Bito. The Taylor says, Elo Yaakov called Never Shiva, 7. So here we got it, 63, 3, and 7 is 70. It's all done. So what's the problem? Now we have a problem because the Chumash says, V'chol, but a Never Shabbo, that is coming right now, the Yaakov Mitzrayim, Yosef, Rechav, direct descendants, Melvachin, Sheb, and Yaakov, besides the wives of the children of Yaakov, were not counted. Called Never Shisha, Meshay, 66. No, where's the 4? Here it comes. V'nei Yosef, and the children of Yosef, Sheyu, Ladlob, Mitzrayim, Never Shnayim. So that's Yosef and his 2 sons is 3, 69. Where do you get to 70? Chol nefesh to beis Yaakov habo. Oh, that came. Mitzrayim, Shivim, 70. So everybody worries about the number 1 is missing. Look in the Rashi there. Yosef Yarko, Mekan, Shahomer, Nichsei, Leosef. No, not that one. Chol nefesh, Shivim. Generally, you'll find, if you don't care for, you find 70. If you actually count it up carefully, you find 70 minus 1. 69. She's the 70th. Because she was really, didn't come to Mitzrayim. She was born in Mitzrayim a minute after they got in. She didn't come to Mitzrayim. She was already there. So, but on the other hand, she came. She was in her mother was pregnant with her 9 months, and so she came. She was born a minute later in Mitzrayim. That's a problem. So that could be your heaven. But there, she became pregnant along the way. I don't know. Maybe she was born a few months later. But she was born between the borders, between the two countries. Shnemar Pinchas, Asher Yolda Osa LeLevi B'Mitzrayim, LeDosa B'Mitzrayim, Ben Horosa B'Mitzrayim. But she not, they didn't conceive in Mitzrayim. So if you go through this whole thing, you find out there's 12 sons, 54 grandsons, and 4 great grandchildren, sons, at 70. Now, the Yocheved Kishanolad Moshe, she was 130 years old. And look at Evan Ezra Pasuk Chav Gimel Bnei Don Hushim Light says children plural. Many reasons. He only had one. And it says that only 69, but Yaakov said 70. So how could it be? So there's a whole problem there. Either Yocheved is the 70th, or Yaakov, or Hashem. There's 3 different ways to look at it. All right. And now, how do you say this? V'nei Yosef Asher Yonan Nefesh Chol HaNefesh L'Beis Yaakov. Why don't you say Nefashos? Why don't you say Chol HaNefashos L'Beis Yaakov? Oh, Nefashos Miboyle. You should say plural. El Nefesh Rotzalomu Ovdei Hashem K'Nefesh Achas. They're like one person. But when it talks about Esav's children, go back a few sedras, you'll see all over the Bodhisattva, they're called Nefashos. Ah, they're individuals. They worship different gods, different religions. I see. Now let's talk about one more thing. Now, you know, if every one of these sons had a twin sister born with him, and Binyamin had 2 twin sisters, that means really there was not 70, but there were 13 more, 83. Because each one had a twin sister. Everyone married the other brother's twin sister. And it says, Gam says, this is also a ben by Rabbi Yamas. So he said, we learned they had 2 twin sisters. So they were, he was born triplets. Everybody was born as twins, and he and Binyamin and 2 sisters were triplets. So it came out there were 13 daughters. Means there were 70, but 83. So why don't you mention 83? Answer is, can't be. Since it's not mentioned, said Rashi, they must have died before they got to Mitzrayim. All these men were widowers, almonds. They all died. Interesting, right? Or maybe they died. They married Kananios, and they're not. They didn't come Yossi Yerach Yaakov, so they're not mentioned. Maybe there were 83 people, but they're Kananios. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were makbid not to marry Kananios. This is only for the others. The sons could marry them if they magayed them to the Shev Mitzvah B'nai Noach. So there was maybe 83, but the Yossi Yerach Yaakov was 70. That's why Shaul ben Kananis is maybe not there, and Osnas is not there, and Yocheved is a question. That's why there's a whole discussion about this. Now listen, there's a rush that says Masechtas Pesachim, Simen Mem, Behinyon HaMispor Chamishim Yom. It says you have to count the Sfir Chamishim Yom, but you know we only count 49. Then it says about Malchus. He says hit him 40 times, but you only hit him 39. Oh, then it says Meraglim came back Matur Ha'oretz at the end of 40 days, but really 39 days. And it says that Monday ate 40 years. It's not true. It's 40 years minus 30 days. The first 30 days he didn't have it. Then it says David HaMelech was a king for 40 years. It's not true. He was 7.5 years in Yerushalayim and 33 years not in Yerushalayim. That's 40.5. But you mentioned 40. So the Rosh says, no, 70 means 69. Same thing. Don't have Lav Dafka. Don't have to be exact. But the others want to say no, that the Taki could have been Hashem or Yocheved or Yaakov to make up the one that's missing. What else can we say? Okay, everybody, say have a good Shabbos. And Yitzhak Hashem will start again. Friday. We have to make another shiur tomorrow. And then Mosi Shabbos. Okay, good Shabbos.